Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we understand how the frequency you live in shapes the life you get and what it takes to raise it. Friends, we're here together to move from victim of our history to author of our destiny. So welcome back. We're going to talk today about your physical body as the transmitting instrument. Okay, we are the instrument that ultimately, and I don't mean just we as an identity, I mean our physical self is sending out the frequency. You know, I was here in the studio this morning. We were talking about this studio, this transmitting station here, this WSIC transmitting station. It's sending out invisible waves. It's sending out communication. It's sending out a signal through the airways. Did you ever think about how you're surrounded by invisible potential communication moving through the air all around you? Okay, you are also a part of that. All right, you are sending out a frequency. The question is that frequency on purpose? Are you aware of what message is being sent out? Because life responds. Life responds to that frequency. Whether we're aware of the faith that we are living and being or not. And friends, when I say faith here, I mean, you can put your faith in a lot of different things. If you're feeling fear and you're focused on a potential negative future, you are giving support to the invisible in a negative way, okay? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for if we're focused on things hoped for. It's the evidence of the unseen. And when we're conscious and we're pointing it in that upward direction, it becomes a magnet. It becomes that receiving vehicle for what we're getting back, like that mirrored attraction that we're bringing in from the field of life. We can have beautiful circumstances line up with us when we are aligned with them and sending out that frequency. So just as you could turn the dial or change where you're positioned online and move into a whole different communication than what you're hearing through my voice right now, you can change the signal that you're sending out. You can change the station that you are being the instrument of. And that's going to cause what shows up on that projector screen. Okay, that's what the field of life is. It's the screen. It's going to bring back to us a match to what we have sent out. So the body is never silent. It's always transmitting. And in the faith consciousness framework, we call this EVE, energetic vibrational exchange. The constant exchange of energy between you and the world around you. So you're the projector, the world is your screen, all right? That ends up being the life that you experience. Now, does that mean that you're to blame for every bad thing that's happened in your life? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Just understand that we're all being invited now to a new level of possibility. We're being invited to begin to take hold of the reins or hands on the steering wheel and move into a level of authority that we've never even had access to like this before. We've moved into a new era, and it's a new frequency planetarily that supports us in being that knowing frequency transmitter, being intentional about what seeds we're planting, so what harvest we're going to reap, all right? Underneath it runs what we call the law of resonance. Okay, this is the governing why. What you carry within you goes out from you, and the world answers in kind. The signal goes out, the response comes back. It's called the law of resonance. So most people are broadcasting without knowing it. They send out a signal that's shaped by whatever they happen to be holding on to right now. Okay, it could be worry, resentment, fear. Success coach Tony Robbins says that we're all motivated by pain and pleasure. And guess what? Pain is a much stronger motivator than pleasure. And so when we're projecting into the future, it's easier. Let's just admit it. Okay, friends, I'm going to applaud you and say, well done, if you're mostly moving into hopeful thought and imagining great outcomes in your future, because the simpler, easier default way is to move into the concern of potential pain, okay? Pain is a bigger motivator, and it feels like a bigger threat, all right? So when you move into worry, when you move into concern about and doubt about what's going to happen in the future, if you've got just full-blown fear going on, don't feel like a failure, because your natural survival state has to do with that. Now, we were programmed with that because it helps keep us alive, okay? It motivates us to move quickly when we need to. But now, scriptures say, you know, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child. It says when we were babies, we drank milk, okay? But there's a time when we mature. We grow up as souls on planet Earth, and we can move into that place where we step into authority, okay? That's what this show's about. When we move from victim of our history to author of our destiny, we're talking about growing up into our highest potential, where we embody that sacred authority that has been our destiny all along. So it's a beautiful time to be connecting, friends, especially when you see what's happening in the world around you. Today, we're going to move into how to be more specific, how to be more precise in what your instrument is sending out, and how to understand how this body sends that frequency out. Okay, what is it? What's the research behind it? We're going to be going into that today so you understand that this is not just brand new information, and it has a lot of science behind it. Did you know your physical heart is emitting the strongest signal from your body? Your heart, your heartbeat, it's more than just a thumping and pumping of blood. When we come back from the break, we're going to go into what the research about the heart is. And believe it or not, your heart, every moment, is actually sending a signal to the brains of people near you and vice versa. Your brain is feeling an impact by the hearts, the heartbeat and the heart signal, okay? The electrical signal of the hearts of those around you. And what affects the heart? Your thoughts, your feelings. It's all about alignment. So when we come back, we're going to go into those tools and abilities so you can step into authority with power. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. One thought, one feeling, one intention and emotion at a time. Okay, so we're back and we're talking about what that instrument is that we need to become very aware of, because it's sending out the signal that calls in your life, okay? The signal that is sharing what you have your faith in. We understand how faith works, all right? When you align, when you move into the miracle frequency, miracles happen. When you move into the fear frequency, you align with less than ideal things, okay? You're throwing a monkey wrench into the system, and you're not bringing in the blessings that could be possible for you. So what we're talking about right now is, how does that instrument work? Okay, I want to bring in some research today. This is just about really what's happening in your physical body that's transmitting signals. This signal that we're talking about that's emitted into the field, just like the radio waves of this radio station are transmitting right now. But first, let's look at scriptures for just a moment. Okay, Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Well, guess what? Science supports that fact in ways that I bet you didn't expect. All right, we're going to take a look at the heart's electromagnetic field. So your heart broadcasts the strongest electromagnetic field in the body, and the heart's electromagnetic field is more than 100 times stronger than the field produced by the brain. Okay, it radiates in all directions and can be detected up to 3 feet out from your body. It's measured with an instrument called SQUID magnetometers, okay? Superconducting quantum interference devices, highly sensitive magnetic sensors. The source for this research is HeartMath Institute, Science of the Heart, by Roland McCrady, PhD, and colleagues, okay? Your heart puts out a measurable magnetic field, an electromagnetic field, over 100 times stronger than your brain, and it reaches about 3 feet in every direction. Now, what does that mean when it comes to your signal in the context that we're talking about? Well, let me tell you that in this research study by HeartMath Institute, they had paired individuals together, and they found that the EEG on one person, that's the electric signal of the brain of one person, was being influenced by the ECG or the EKG, the electrocardiogram, of the person sitting with them. What does that mean? It means that when you're sitting, especially with someone who you love, when you are sitting at the table having breakfast with your family members, their heart is affecting your brain and your heart is affecting theirs. Isn't that interesting? So if someone's wounded at the table, I'm talking heart wound, if somebody's feelings are hurt, they're still angry or resentful or feeling really devastated by that argument that went on last night that was never resolved, your own mind is going to be impacted by that, okay? Don't you notice you can come into a room and tension can be so thick you feel like you could cut the air with a knife? All right, this is how it happens. People's hearts are touching your brain. So that's how we're sensing it. That's how we're having that much influence on each other to where you can't be in your own world and be pretending that you don't know what's going on. When you're feeling that down, that Debbie Downer feeling at the breakfast table and nobody has said anything about it, it's accurate. Okay, begin to trust that sense because you are picking up the electromagnetic signal of people's hearts in the room. And when someone is sad, when they're angry, and we'll talk about anger in a few moments, okay? Anger is the strongest signal that can go out in this way. When you're sad, when you're hurt, when you're angry, when you're feeling resentful, your heart is sending out a particular electromagnetic signal that has a lot of static in it, okay? So that signal is far different when you're in that down emotional state. And if you continue to be that way for a long time, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about what it does to your physical blood vessels, all right? Your ongoing emotional state has a direct impact on the physicality of your blood vessels around your heart. Okay, so this is probably the most direct mind-body connection that I know of in research, that it's that direct, straight from the thoughts and feelings to the state of the blood vessels around the heart. We're going to go into the details of that a little later, but for now, we're back at the breakfast table, all right? How you're feeling in your mind space is being impacted by your loved ones around you and their state of being and how it's felt and transmitted through the heart. Okay, so let's look at how that plays out. Let's imagine that mom and dad had their own quiet argument. Let's say they had a standoff on who's right and who's wrong this morning. Didn't raise voices, a lot of tension in the room and between them, and nobody wants to cave, all right? It's a right versus right standoff. So, you know, that rigid feeling that can come up when you're feeling that way with somebody else, and you just know that your point of view is the right one, and they need to get off of their high horse and understand how right you are. Okay, and when you're feeling stubborn about it, heels are dug in, what do they say? Would you rather be right or happy? Okay, well, guess what? Your choice on right or happy doesn't just influence you or the one you're in the tension with. It influences everybody in the house. So mom and dad are at this standoff. There's a lot of tension and nobody's yelling, but we're trying to suppress it. But you see, the field is full of that static, that negative expression coming from your instrument that's transmitting the signal, all right? The 16-year-old comes down in grumpy, defiant, and saying all kinds of nasty things. Okay, we can blame him. I don't know why I said him. This is not about one versus the other, okay? Him or her. Okay, but we can blame that teenager for bad behavior. But are they really misbehaving? Or are they actually being influenced by the strong signal in the room and they are just being a broadcast of what's silent but in the air? Understand that we are the transmitting signal, and very much so, we can also be the voice for the signal that we're surrounded by. You know, when they say you become like those that you are surrounded by? Understand that this is a physiological and an electromagnetic reality. It means that there is scientific truth of how you are influenced by those around you and how you're influencing those around you. Now, what I want to move to with that thought is, what does it mean when we're feeling angry for just causes? Okay. So when we know that anger itself creates a bunch of turbulence in the field, and we are holding to a just cause, something unjust, something unrighteous is going on, and we want to make a stand against that. Notice, guard your heart, because if you go into anger, resentment, hatred, even for righteous cause, friends, even for righteous cause, if you're angry and feeling hatred, resentment, separation, and condemnation, you are filling the field with those feelings and the electromagnetic signal that causes sickness, not ease. You're not healing. You're feeding the sickness. So even if you are at war against war, if you are at war against injustice, your own warring signal is going to feed the problem. It's going to cause more turbulence instead of peace. Imagine. Okay, so what do we do if we feel passionate about helping improve circumstances in the world? Well, number one, I'm going to say, I get that you may feel in a moral obligation to keep up with what's happening in the world and get the news on just to keep up with what's with being responsible as a citizen, as a citizen of God's kingdom and of this earthly world, and wanting to be aware and contribute. If you are feeding your mind with argument, anger, hatred, even through the television, you are in training to that, okay? It means that stinking thinking is having a physiological effect on you and feeding you into a higher likelihood of also carrying that same frequency. And when you do, you're not bringing peace and healing. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a bit about how to change the signal and be the person who's bringing positive impact at the same time. You don't have to get sucked into that downward spiral and end up feeling worse yourself while you're hoping to make life better, while you're hoping to change the world positively, but you end up finding yourself in that vicious cycle of negative feedback loop that says, I can't take this anymore. This is wrong. It's unjust. Something needs to change. Stay tuned. We're going to move into the power seat of how to really make a positive impact, health, healing, and flow. Stay tuned. And we're back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness on how the frequency you live in shapes the life you get and what it takes to raise it. Yes, we're moving from victim of our history to author of our destiny. Now, friends, what we're exploring today is not new news, but you know, it's new for a lot of us. It's just there have been some wise ones walking ahead of us who have already known these things. And actually, scriptures have been pointing us in this direction all along. I want to give you a little example, and it has to do with Mother Teresa. Do you know that she actually declined from going to an anti-war rally? I'm going to get straight and read this to you directly. This is from her address at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. in February of 1994. In her own words, Mother Teresa said, I was once asked why I didn't participate in anti-war demonstrations. I said that I will never do that, but as soon as you have a pro-peace rally, I'll be there. Get it? Okay, so if you hold an anti-war rally, I shall not attend. She probably didn't have this scientific information in front of her, friends. This is a wise, godly woman who was walking in that inner sense that says something about that just doesn't feel right. Okay, because even without the science, she could feel that the frequency was off. All right, the frequency was off. When you focus on what you don't want, the energy goes to that. All right, energy follows thought. And especially when you are getting angry and feeling hatred and condemnation or fear, all of these energetic frequencies are turbulent, and they create more turbulence in the field, which creates more unwanted things. It's the opposite of peace on earth. Now, what does the Bible have to say about what to focus on? Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, when atrocities are happening before our eyes, how can we rightly justify moving our minds to these things? Here's the way. Friends, you understand that the atrocities in life, however big or small, that which offends you, upsets you, hurts your heart to think, hear, or know about, the gift that it brings is clarity of its opposite. Clarity of its opposite. So when you see injustice happening, imagine a world with justice. Step forward and positively put forward your vote for justice, your vote for making the system right. But keep yourself in alignment. Keep your heart in coherence. Move yourself. Yes, we're going to go out of alignment. Yes, we're going to go into upset. Yes, turbulence will happen. It's part of the plan. It's part of the order. It's how life is set up. And when we let that thing that we clearly are offended at, by, that our heart says, this is not right. Stand up, focus on the vision of what would be right, and put your energy into creating that, not condemning what is wrong, but creating what is right. Okay, does that mean sometimes authorities need to be called in? Absolutely. But it's the tone in which you do it. Remember, the wisdom is this. It's not what you do. It's how and why. Okay, when you are standing powerfully to create change, instead of pushing against like those anti-war rallies, understand that energy of fighting war is war within itself. And do you know that when we push against, it comes from a relatively powerless place? This is like force versus power, okay? When we are more empowered, it starts with a state within our physical body. When we are secure, when we're confident, when we're an absolute power and authority, there's nothing to be uptight about. Our body can be in a calm and solid state that then speaks, that takes command, that holds authority, and says, you know what the scripture says? Like the Father, like the God who spoke of things that were not as if they were, and then they became, okay? It's about stepping into our God-given authority to call things into being, to declare it into being. And this is not just empty talk. Friends, as we understand that we live and commune with an energetic reality, that our minds, our hearts, and our spoken word is actually moving energy with every heartbeat, with every thought, with every feeling, and with every command. Imagine that every word you speak is a prayer that's being answered. And when you are focused on that which is untoward for you, that which upsets you, even when you're praying for deliverance from it, you're giving that very focus your attention. You're giving that subject your energy and attention. So when you pray, don't beg for help. Give thanks that it's done. Give thanks. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you for justice in this scenario. Feel how different it feels in your body than when you're crying out like a victim, begging for assistance. Own and allow yourself to stand in the power. It's there for you. It's been there from the beginning. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. So ask and own the authority that's there for you and know it into being. And from that place, we've come into the third era, the era of faith consciousness, where we do fulfill that destiny that Jesus spoke of. He said, greater things than these will you also do. We are the doers of greater things. Now is the time that we step forward and fulfill that destiny. So Mother Teresa knew it. She wisely avoided going into those warring gatherings, whether the warring is online, whether it's your social media groups that are all protesting together, everybody's complaining together, there's a lot of energy in it. Feel how you feel when you come out of that conversation. Are you uplifted or do you feel tension? Do you feel agitation? Notice how your body feels. If it's not feeling peace, certainty, clarity, calm, and confidence, then know that there's a higher thing you could be consuming. Don't eat junk food when you go online. Okay, friends, move into that healthier signal that you can consume and you can be. So along those lines, I wanted to give you a little more research today, the thought to field bridge. Okay, thoughts and emotions directly change the heart rhythm, as we spoke of. And that change alters the electromagnetic field that's being irradiated, okay? It's being sent out. And a shift into a positive state, such as appreciation, produces a measurable change in the heart's field within, get this, 5 to 10 seconds. That's how quickly you can change the state. I'm going to give you an example. I just had my sister, and we've had a bit of bumpy roads in our relationship at times. You know how it can be with siblings. I've had moments during her recent visit where we got into conflict. I became aware for a moment. I realized where I was going into stinking thinking. I felt the turbulence, and I breathed. I tried to calm my body. Even while I was feeling this angst, I moved my mind to remember how much I love my sister, all right? Without saying anything, the vibe changed quickly, quickly. I was amazed, even yesterday, at how a few minutes later, we were in sync again. We were being friendly sisters again. This can happen in every relationship in your life. Stay tuned and find out how. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. How the frequency you live in shapes the life you get and what it takes to raise it. Moving from victim of our history to author of your destiny. Okay, we're back on and we're understanding that anger is contagious and so is happiness. So be aware of the signal you're sending out and be aware of what you're catching from somebody else. Okay, stinking thinking can bring about a sick vibe and bring you right into that same state of mind even when you walked in the room feeling good. Okay, so be aware, guard your heart, guard your field, and know that you can intentionally choose that higher thought, higher feeling, move into gratitude in 5 to 10 seconds. You've impacted the room. Okay, it's important. So we're going back into that understanding about the frequency of war and the science behind it. Okay, and as I was saying, the body does not know the difference between righteous anger and unrighteous anger. Anger is anger. When you feel it, even for the best cause in the world, your heart rhythm goes jagged. Your blood vessels tighten and you broadcast that distorted signal into your world. Now, does that mean avoid anger at all costs? This is Dr. Leslie speaking from 30 plus years of experience in the health industry. Friends, when an emotion has landed for you, you must feel it, all right? It doesn't mean to jump into and feed anger and keep on boiling it and broiling it and bringing it up and adding more information towards that thought and feeling. But when you have had an emotion land, the healthiest thing for you to do is find a way to fully feel it. I have breathing techniques that I use with clients where you acknowledge, honor, appreciate, and allow. Every feeling is valid. This is not about invalidating your feelings, your children's feelings, making a child wrong for being upset or sad, unhappy, angry. Making those emotions wrong is going to create a distortion in that child's field that I will have another show on that one. But I'm just saying, friends, when the feeling has hit, find it, connect with it, allow it to express in a healthy manner. Anger in and of itself is not unhealthy. It's the most powerful energy, emotional energy of change. But the key is to feel it and then immediately move your thought to what is the antidote to what I just landed on that made me so mad? What do I desire that would be the opposite of this thing that feels so unjust, so unrighteous, and is broiling me, boiling my blood right now? Okay, feel the anger, acknowledge it, don't make it wrong, because when we push emotions down, that energy does not go away. And suppressed emotions cause many diseases in the physical body. So I'm saying it's not about suppressing what is. Then we're pretending, okay? This is not positive thinking. That's called positive pretending. So if you're boiling inside and then you're shoving it down and putting a smile on your face and saying everything's great and how are you, okay, that's positive pretending. So friends, I promise you, the healthiest thing you can do with emotions and your body is to be authentic. But when you're being authentic and intentional in a healthy way, that means you can engage with, you can feel, you can healthily express what is right now. And it is not going to blow up in a way that's destructive to you and others around you. So that's just my insert. As a practitioner for over 30 years, I'm inviting you, friends, if you have stored emotions that you have squelched and buried alive in your body, they have not died. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just changes form. An emotion that's not expressed, energy in motion is emotion. Emotions that are not moving become distorted, and they're either going to blow up in some sick way, okay, that they wouldn't have been at the very beginnings. At the inception of that emotion, it wouldn't have been an atom bomb explosion, all right? That emotion being distorted is what turns into something huge and destructive, all right? Now, turn it the other way. If you do not express it at all and you hold it into the body, it's either going to come out in an unhealthy way through your mouth or through your actions, or it's going to show up as illness in the body. Either way, it's not healthy. Either way, it's destructive. It's going to destruct you or others or both. So friends, honor your emotions, bless them as they come, become more and more aware of what you're feeling. Did you know that emotions start out as a very subtle sensation on your physical body? Sometimes not so subtle. Sometimes it feels like absolute nausea, you know, all at once. Oh, I feel sick, okay, when it's a intense emotion. But become more and more aware. Pay attention to the signals through your body. Notice the feeling. Express it when it hits, and then immediately express it in a healthy way. Work with your breath. Work with your, go make sound, okay? Find the right place where you can get in the car and scream, okay? Put a pillow and scream. Find healthy ways to feel and express feelings in the moment and immediately move into what's the better thought. What would I love to see here? I know now clearly what I don't want. What is it that I do want? When you turn the steering wheel in that direction, when you turn your focus to now, what do I want? Understand that your focus is creative. You're an energetic being, and your attention, especially when passionately placed, creates powerfully. So when you can take that passion and that upset and that anger and turn it towards a vision for the opposite of what made you mad, and you imagine a loving, honoring relationship, you imagine feeling supported and respected when the opposite was showing up for you, that's what's going to begin to magnetize into your field by the law of resonance, okay? Like attracts like, and your frequency is going to begin to change those old patterns. When you see that there's been a pattern of that same old thing, I'm disrespected again, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, okay, when you're seeing that you're not respected at home, you're getting disrespect in the workplace, you're feeling disrespected, you know, when you're driving and somebody just cut you off, all right? That pattern is a clue to what's happening in your field. Begin to work to understand and change it. turn your thoughts to, first of all, respecting and honoring yourself. Find your value. Find your self-love. And imagine a world that joins you with that. Watch how things start to change. Remember, the frequency can change in 5 to 10 seconds when you change the tone, the thought, and the feeling that's going on within you right now. So again, anger is as contagious as peace, and you can join with those that are angry and end up with a whole group amplifying disharmony, even when what they really want is peace. It's what everybody really wants, okay? Just how we think we're going to get there sometimes can take us way off track. It doesn't come by warring with war. It comes by being the frequency that we want to see, which can be powerfully stood for. We can stand up with powerful progress that doesn't mean resistance and fighting. Okay, so understand, anger physically damages the body. It measurably harms healthy blood vessels, and only anger does that, okay? This is a research study done by a Dr. Shimbo, MD, a cardiologist at Columbia University Irving Medical Center, and this was published in 2024, so this is relatively new research. The quote is this from Dr. Shimbo: if you're a person who gets angry all the time, you're having chronic injuries to your blood vessels, okay? So here we are, 280 healthy adults. Just remember something that made them angry. So in the research, what they did was have 280 healthy adults think about and remember something that happened in real life that made them angry. They weren't imagining a possible situation. They remembered something that really made them mad in the past. And that alone damaged their blood vessels. Anxiety and sadness did not. Anger did. So get that anger has the most turbulent, destructive energy of all of them, all right? But if you turn it in the healthy direction and take that anger, listen, here's a good one to remember. Courage. Core. The root word core means heart. And the second syllable of that word is rage. Rage through the heart, okay? Not staying in anger, but holding the passion and then vetting it towards what you intend is courage. That's standing up powerfully, friends, for a vision, for a passion, for goodness. And it pulls you out of victimhood of your history and into author of your destiny. That's the tool. Know that you are the instrument, and you can tune that instrument like any musician in the orchestra who tunes that instrument before playing the beautiful song. Tune the instrument, make it your practice, step into the authority, and embrace your good life. Reminding you now that you are worthy. You are never alone. You are loved, and all is well. Join us again next week. This is Dr. Leslie.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.